Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All righty, we're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Mark and Larry here on Super Bowl Sunday. Glad you're listening. And those of you out ice fishing or driving back from being out there, hats off to you. Beautiful day. It must have been fun being out. Whether they were biting or not, Larry, right?
Yeah, well, especially on a day like today.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I almost went outside today. But Sunday's the day I do, I call it my show prep day. I spend 8-9 hours prepping for the show.
Of course. On YouTube. Looking for bikini-clad gals showing up eelpout or something. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm honest anyway. These guys have YouTube shows. Most of them use that female attraction.
Oh, yeah. Of course. That'll get clicks.
It's disgusting.
It's smart business, though, too.
Whatever you want to say.
You got to start a YouTube channel. Start recording your adventures up in International Falls.
If I was starting over, I'm telling you right now, I'd be more savvy. I'd probably know how to do all this stuff. But you know, if I was a young man,
close enough.
There is no way I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because there's so much BS on there. They need a few guys to tell it like it is.
That should be your thing. You should find these videos BS and debunk them.
There's still time. You could be the Ayatollah of social media.
I need some young guy to help me.
Well, just find a nine-year-old.
When my grandsons are out of school.
Yeah.
There
By
you go.
The way, I have my grandson, the Chief, told me this morning that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win big time, which got me on my high horse saying, no way in hell. Guess who's going to win? The 49ers, who, by the way, are now ahead 20-10.
Still a lot of game left.
The next time I see Latif, no, they got her now.
They
can run the app. They can run the ball.
We were just kind of mentioning that they are bringing some force right now.
They're bringing the heat.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed in the walleye fishermen in Minnesota, Mark. I just want to say something.
You
real
just
quick.
Shifted gears real quick. Okay.
Well, because we are.
No, it was a nice transition, Larry. I got a comment. Ow. I got a Charlie horse.
That's
got
okay.
Whiplash.
Send a doctor into Mark's room now.
No, I don't know. Ow.
I was just curious why, for the round table deal, I guess.
Okay, we're on the round table.
In 2018, most people wanted to drop the walleye limit to 4 in their surveys.
Yep.
Now, this year, not so many. And what I'm trying to understand is, you know, we got the deal with Mille Lacs where you probably can't keep a walleye next. We don't know.
Never
or whatever.
Will. Yeah.
Why is it people don't want to lower the limit? Because why? Or do you even believe that?
Well, they say statewide, but is it statewide plus the special reg lakes? Of course, right?
The special reg lakes are not going to change.
Right.
They're special reg lakes. But yeah, be statewide for. But people, why do you need more? And you have, and people, believe me, you can only catch so many fish out of a lake. You know, I mean, do we need 6? I'm preaching. I'm just saying, folks, come on. Let's wake up here. Some of our listeners, I know, disagree completely with me, which is fine, but we don't need to have 6 walleyes.
Well, I mean, start this way. I'm just going to throw out the basic bullet points, pro and con. When you start thinking about walleye limits, how many people have an opportunity to take home a limit every time they fish? What would you say, Larry?
Well, people do, though, when they can.
When they can.
And when the hot bite is on, there's a lot of fish that get harvested.
Exactly. And that's open water as well as ice fishing. Because people travel. They're not afraid to use your trailer, whether it's under a fish house or a snowmobile or your boat. But I'm just throwing out the obvious. So the good bite draws a lot of pressure. No matter what time of year, no matter what body of water. So
compare stocking programs against natural reproduction. And of the lakes in the state of Minnesota that have natural reproduction, how many of those lakes are in trouble? What would you say,
Larry? Are you asking me?
Yeah. What would you say, buddy?
Well, the lakes that have good natural reproduction are not in trouble.
Correct.
Because they're never going to be in trouble, unless we have other outside forces like we do on Lake Mille Lacs.
Correct.
You know, where we can't really, nobody can do anything about it. So.
Right. So basically, the special regs are on lakes where there's not natural reproduction for the most part. Would you agree?
Well, they got them on lakes that there is hardly any or no natural reproduction, which is one of my biggest pet peeves.
That's what I'm getting at. I mean, going through the high points of what the process is and how the decisions are made. And obviously, we know that every body of water is different than the next, but there's no way to manage all of these lakes effectively. So at what point do you just say, is managing a lot of these lakes really working? Is it really paying off?
Well, you know, Mark, if the DNR decided to put it to four walleyes, which they certainly have the power to do.
Sure.
So the people complain a little bit. Just do it.
Right.
We don't need, you know me well enough to know that if your opinion goes against mine, I'm not going to dislike you, but
right,
I'm sure as
right.
hell going to talk about my opinion. And why? And if you don't admit that fishing pressure cannot really kill a lake completely as long as you don't net it out, you know.
Right, right.
But it'll make fishing not as good. So.
But in that situation, you just mentioned, it would be logical to say that non-angling methods are more detrimental to the population than angling methods.
Well, yeah, netting, obviously. Commercial fishing is obviously a no-no.
Right, right, right.
You
so,
know, it can't, yeah.
So are we trying to get too much out of these lakes that are getting commercially harvested?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously, like we have problems, obviously,
right.
in the ocean and the tuna, that
yep.
it just goes on and on and on. Commercial fishing can be regulated, and you can have commercial lake. Lake of the Woods has it.
Yep.
And it's still a good lake. Rainy Lake does have it on the north side, on the Canadian side.
Yep.
There's tribal members that commercially fish up there.
Yep.
And everything seemed up to a point. It's over-harvest. No matter how you over-harvest, and of course you know this,
yes,
you can over-harvest much quicker with a net than you could with rod and reel,
right.
because you can't make the fish bite.
Right, exactly. Once that fish is in your possession, you can make the decision quickly by angling whether you're
yeah.
going to keep it or not. But the other means doesn't allow you that opportunity. All right, we've
right.
got a caller on the line, 763-450-0100. Go ahead.
I got Tom in Douglas County. He's got a question for you guys. Tom, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Hey, Tom. Thanks
Hi,
for the
how
call.
You doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I've just got a question. I've been ice fishing up in Douglas County, all winter.
Yeah.
But for the last couple of weeks, I've been experiencing clouds of minnows. And finally, last night, I was able to catch a few of them, and they look like shiner minnows.
Wow.
And they'll take up about 8 to 10 feet of water column. I'm in 20 mm-hmm. feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't caught a fish in a couple weeks.
They got too much to eat.
See? There you go.
Too much to eat.
And the lake probably isn't managed, right? It's all natural.
Excuse me?
I said the lake probably is not managed. It is all natural.
They're all natural.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was told they look like river shiners. There's no river running into this lake.
Wow.
Well, river shiners live in lakes, sir. I mean, you know, they, They do. I mean, they use the rivers to spawn in. There are shiners that live in both rivers and lakes. But beside the point, but you know, I got to ask you a few questions here. I know you're not going to name the lake, but how deep is the lake?
Well, the lake is 111 feet.
Oh, I think I probably know what lake
that
you might
be on. That could be a good one. Yeah,
it's right in it's real close to lake to the town of Alexandria.
Well, it is.
Well, Mark and I have probably fished those lakes before.
Oh, yeah. I love that area up there. That's one of my favorite areas to go and fish, the Alex area. Oh, so go ahead. Go ahead. You were asking, Larry.
Well,
what else?
He has to move to a different depth, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting. Yeah.
All right.
Are you fishing for walleye?
That maybe answers the question, because we've had a pretty tough year ice fishing.
Yeah.
And I was finally able to identify these things. They come in after dark.
Okay.
And I'm fishing in a portable, so you know maybe some light penetrates or something that attracts them. But we have not caught a fish in a couple of weeks. It's crazy.
That's wild.
You know, my friend, he's passed away now. But whenever that happened, he would put on the smallest little tiny lure he could just so he could catch those minnows. And he almost always did. You know, I've been in that situation. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He would take the time it would drive him crazy until he could catch one. He could spend the whole day trying to catch a 3-inch shiner, and I used to holler at him, come on, let's move. You know, so anyway, are you fishing for walleyes?
Well, I'm fishing for both. We used to get a mixed catch of crappies and walleyes.
Okay.
Yeah, you absolutely. You know, it could be that they have too much to eat. That's a possibility.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was just something I thought it was really curious, and I couldn't find anything online on it, and I thought maybe you guys have experienced that.
Well, yeah, typically, absolutely. You know, it's the situation we were just talking about earlier, that sometimes you can fish too deep. You know, you're fishing maybe targeting the bottom, where you could probably be best off fishing through the school, into the school, or just below the school. And if it's possible to see that separation on your electronics. But that would be something, because you got to believe the fish are close at hand with the bait in this situation.
You have to move to deeper water.
Yeah, you have to believe there's some game fish mixed in there. But on the Vexilar, it's actually solid, and the reading on my Vexilar might show anywhere from 4 to 10 feet when I'm actually in 20.
Yeah, are you sitting in the house right now in a fish house?
No, I quit.
why don't you move out to deeper water where the bottom is soft? You could go out to, if there's a deeper hole. If you got 100 feet of water, that's a bigger problem, really. It is. But deeper water will have a softer bottom, and you can tell on your Vexilar when the bottom gets soft. And just try fishing out deeper next time you go out.
Well, I'll do that. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Well, best of luck. Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
It's Lake Ida.
That's what I was going to say.
Or it could be
Carlos.
It could be. Yeah.
Carlos is that's a hard one to fish sometimes.
I don't like fishing Carlos.
Carlos is it always got the best of me. You could catch him, you know, once in a while you'd catch a smallmouth up there, but you know, targeting largemouth, and some of the most obvious best-looking spots just gave you nothing, and then just some sharp breaks without any vegetation would give fish. It's just
especially
like, what
when there's six other lakes attached to it that have better fishing and more we, you know, dirtier water, so the fish can't see it from 10 miles away.
Yep. I remember Pete Harsh, great angler. Pete had told me one time, I had asked him, and I said, Pete, you used to guide up here. Yeah, yeah. And I said, we were talking at a boat show, and I said, what's the deal? Why does the bite just get bad in mid-morning? He goes, mid-morning, he says, I wait till the sun comes over the trees. When the sun comes over the trees, he said, I head for deeper water. And I never forgot that up there on Carlos. And I don't know. I still struggled with it. I mean, there's some great structure on that whole body of water.
Yeah, it doesn't have the population of the more fertile. It's not fertile as fertile. So it's just a simple deal. Big fish, not that many.
Right. Right.
You know. So, you know, if you live on Lake Carlos, you fish on Lahamadou or Geneva or whatever, you know, that's what you do.
You never fish in your bay. Never. No. All right.
Lake Darling, you know, go to Lake Darling.
Time for a break. We're going to take a short one. Bear Facts and Fishtails, Mark and Larry, inviting your phone calls at 763-450-0100. A short pause. We'll be right back.
Bring the outdoors home with you. Mark and Larry have more Bear Facts and Fishtails for you. No boot cleaning required on Bob Outdoors.
The great outdoors await you at the 32nd Annual St. Cloud Sportsman Show, February 7th through the 9th at the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center. The Sportsman Show is really five big shows in one. It's a boat show with the latest in fishing boats, pontoons, runabouts, as well as docks and lifts. It's an RV show with an expanded display of campers, trailers, and fifth wheels. The Sportsman Show is also a travel show with over 100 resorts, campgrounds, and hunting lodges. Guarantee your dates now by planning your vacation right at the show. And it's a hunting and fishing show with a great selection of rods and reels, tackle, and the latest in outdoors electronics. Free fishing seminars, including fishing tournament champion Ted Takasaki. Also, the live trout fishing and Steve Porter's live whitetail deer display, including Heart Attack, a live 32-point monster buck. Get $1 off discount coupons and show information at stcloudsportsshow.com. So bring the whole family to the Sportsman Show, February 7th through the 9th at the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center.
Here's Bolig for Vexilar.
Vexilar's got over 60 years. They've been in business. This is their anniversary. And in 1989 is when I got my first ever FL8, first ever three-color flasher, which greatly enhanced the visibility of the flasher fish finders. It's a lot easier to see. FLX28, which I use now, is a top-of-the-line unit. You need to go online at Vexilar.com to see all the great line of products they offer. The FLX28, the top of their line, has an automatic depth range, which is really cool. You throw your transducer in the hole, it gives you a digital readout. Brushless technology, so it's never going to wear out. 5-color selection, you choose the colors that are easier for you to see, which I do. And I actually have one on my boat, or the same unit. I use it on my boat as well. And don't forget, if you're online at Vexilar.com, they do sell reconditioned units and also sell a whole line of winter fishing systems. Another example, you can get a little unit called a DD100 if you have an older model Vexilar, so you can get a digital readout. Or you can purchase a glow ring, which is a little deal you attach to the battery on your Vexilar, drop your glow lure in there, and it'll shine forever. Give them a call, 952-884-5291. They're down in Bloomington, Minnesota. Or go online, Vexilar.com. Do not leave home without your Vexilar.
IceFishMN.com wants to remind you that you can still ice fish in one of their premium sleeper ice houses in the Brainerd Lakes area. Reserve now at IceFishMN.com. You can still ice fish in Minnesota with IceFishMN.com.
Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your Hinneker snow plow dealer. Looking to get rid of that unwanted snow this year? Hinneker is the way to go. With their quick attach and flare top trip edge system, makes removing snow easy. Made in Minnesota, Hinneker plows are perfect for residential or commercial use. Have a Bobcat? No problem. Hinneker makes a plow for that too. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove also services all makes and models of plows and salt spreaders. Visit them online at crystalwelding.com.
Let's get back to the important stuff. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
Hey, what's going on here, Brandon?
All right, we're back. Sonny and Cher.
I mean, I like Cher, but not that much.
That's the first time we played it.
I know, but four times in a row, but I'm not chewing you out. You know what I'm saying.
763-450.
It's a dumb joke. I'm making a joke.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Have you seen the movie?
There's nothing wrong with that joke. I actually like the Sonny and Cher, okay?
Yeah,
so
but
sue me.
No, and it's not about you. Have you seen the movie Groundhog Day?
Yes, 100,000 times. So I know, and I've talked about it on this. Oh, no, that's with Kelly. Every morning I have coffee with Kelly at the motel. And lately I've been saying this is just like Groundhog Day. And he looks at me like, what the hell are you talking about? The movie!
The movie. It's a great classic movie. Classic Bill Murray.
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
How good can it be? All right. All right, so what else is on your little docket?
Well, give us a call. I want to talk to somebody, but, you know, you're listeners.
Yeah.
You know, well, they're people, too.
You know, a lot of people you're planning your trips, right? I mean, they're coming up here.
You should be.
Right, I mean, and a lot of people, maybe the boundary waters, for even though I don't canoe anymore.
Yeah.
I know a lot about fishing Canadian lakes. So maybe if anybody's planning a trip up here, you know, Mark and I can help you out with that type of deal. Mark
yeah,
has
exactly.
been up here a
exactly.
time or two.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, you hit it on the head, Larry. A lot of these trips, you do need to plan ahead. You know, Newstrom says it often, being a guide, but also a person that hires guides when he goes out of town. And if you don't make your reservations at a time that will allow you to coordinate all the other stuff with your vacation with work, you can run into a real snag. So preparation on the front side is extremely important. So... And if you're going to do it, you know, there's two ways to look at planning a trip. One is based on, obviously, your availability to go. But if you're going to go and try to experience fishing in a new area that you've never been to before, and you're truly going there for the experience, you should try and find out and research and find when the best bite would be for that favorite species of fish. So point being, like Lair likes to get out and start early in the springtime with big pike. It's a fun time to do it, and as well as in the fall. Well, maybe you might want to fill the rest of your time based on availability with chasing smallmouth or walleyes in that summer periods. But you know what I'm saying, Lair?
Yeah, and what kind of, you know, when you're going up, especially the first time, you want to make sure you have the right tackle, especially canoeist.
Right.
I mean, you know, what are you going to, you know, carry? You know, we fish with lots of different lures and boil it down. Even what I'm doing this time of year, every year, I got everything laid out in my basement, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell I can get rid of. Well, the problem is I got too much. I got too much.
And the boat doesn't get any bigger.
No. I got 150. I'm going to have to get a 22-foot boat with a 300 horsepower.
There you go.
Motor.
You'll look good in that.
Then I won't even worry about it.
Yep.
But what is the best all-around lure when you're going fishing? You know, you need to know all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I was going to say, which is a mistake that's made many times over, is once you coordinate with your guide or you find out where you're going to go and you coordinate with your guide, is find out once you've chosen that peak period to go to, try to work into your vacation, but also find out what other species of might be available, because you could make the most of a trip targeting walleyes and maybe the bite goes well, maybe it doesn't, but all of a sudden the guy goes, you know what, we've got some phenomenal crappie fishing here, you know. Make them aware that that's what you'd like to do. And I think the one priority thing I could state as far as having been with guides before, no matter where you go, is be honest with them and tell them you either do want to harvest a few fish or you don't want to harvest any. And that can completely change dramatically the type of fishing you're going to go to and where you're going to go.
Whether you have a guide or not, it's still, you need to know what type of tackle to take along. And I think, you know, obviously in the canoe country, there'll be no guides. Well, maybe there might be a couple. I'm sure you could get one.
Yep.
But if you're going to go with a guide, it makes it a little easier because most guides, if you know, they got everything for you. You know, everything is ready to go. If you bring your tackle, if you want to bring and you insist on bringing something, make sure it's the right equipment. Nothing is worse for a guide when the guy insists he has to fish with his rod and reel and it's not up to par.
Yep, that happens.
A bender.
And no matter what, no matter what, where you're going, what kind of fishing you plan to do, the one thing you want to make sure you do after you get all this stuff booked and ready to go is make sure you have fresh fishing line, whether it's fluorocarbon, monofilament, or even braided line. Make sure you've checked your line thoroughly, because the one thing that costs the least that can make the difference in a great trip or a bad trip is a broken line.
I mean, at least make sure that your spool is full. I mean, because I've had some bad experience with people that complain their lure would only go 10 feet, only to find out when I open up their spin cast outfit that he only had 10 feet of line on it.
Uh-huh.
So that stuff happens.
Mm-hmm. It does. How many times you go to reach for your leader material even today, and you go and reach in there and grab it, and it's only you pull on it hoping to get about 3-4 feet out of it, and you get about 18 inches.
There you
it's
go.
It's like, and I'm just starting the day, you know. So
and
make
guys,
sure.
And that even happens to guys who fish a lot, probably mostly because we have too much equipment.
You can forget easily.
You know. Yeah, it's. I'm not organized. I mean, my mind just sometimes, where did I put something down and I look a half hour for it because I didn't put it down where I normally put it down.
Yeah, that can be a problem.
That can
so
be a big
problem.
So there
you go. Anyhow, I'm starting to really get the itch, Lair. My boat's going to get delivered shortly. I got an email that it's being delivered, and then it's time to start rigging and drilling holes and, you know,
well, it's February
wiring.
2nd.
I know. This is the earliest I've had coming, you know.
I mean, it's already February 2nd.
Yeah. Yep. So time to get going.
What
so,
happens 28 days from now or 27 days from now?
27 from today.
26, 27? Wow. Yeah, what day is that about?
Leap
what
year?
What day is March 1st on Larry Bowley's calendar?
Oh, spring, the first day of spring.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, that's coming. Not that far away. 763-450-0100.
I like, but it is a leap year, right? So it's one day later than usual.
Ah.
Oh, my God. You just put me in a depression.
I'm sorry.
He went through his taxes. He's thinking about taxes now.
Hey, I had a tip come in through the Waconia Ford Talkin' text line, and I just thought I would give it to you guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
Recently, I'm seeing more and more people in wheelhouses just following the crowds. At my home lake around Lindstrom, I see many people set up camp in terrible spots, and then other people just, you know, following. So his tip is don't follow the crowds, and I think that's a good tip.
Well, but they could be.
They might be right.
They could be having just, they're out there only for partying.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a possibility.
I mean, you know, so I would want them to go over to the 100-foot hole.
Yeah.
And circle their wagon.
Set up right over there. Perfect for you.
Yeah, that's where they're really biting is over there.
Way over there.
Way over there.
That's a great shirt. Like, that's where they're really biting.
Yep.
Over there.
Over there.
Over there is a great spot.
As far away from Bowling as you can get.
You know where the best spot is? Over there.
Over there.
Well, that reminds me of World War One. Over there, over there.
Here we go. Very good, very good.
Now, we got time for one trick I played years ago down in Red Wing. Mark, I know you probably heard it before.
What's that?
We fished too long together, but I probably told you. Anyway, there's a sewer outlet just below the city of Red Wing.
Yep.
Mark, have you ever been there?
I know where it is. Yes, sir.
All right. And it's a good spot.
Secret spot.
Not every year, but, you know, usually in high water, it's a good spot. Because the warm water, folks, is coming out of the holding tanks for the City of Red Wing's sewage disposal. And, of course,
discharge.
That's warmer water.
There you
go.
I
don't know how the fish taste out of there, but anyway. So I remember, I don't know how many years ago this was, and just too many people were in there. I think I was with my son, Eric, but I don't remember who I was with. So I said, let's go to the other side of the river. And we went to the other side, right across where they could see us. And we started faking netting fish.
Yep.
We fake netted fish, and it wasn't long before a bunch of guys came over there, and then we went back to the sewer. These things are possible.
They are. funny you say that. Scallet and I, one year on a tournament on one of Frankie's events, we were on...
I in that tournament?
No.
I hope not. No.
North and South Center.
Okay.
And we started on South. We fished one of the rock piles and got a couple of good ones. But we knew it would be slow. It was dead sticking beyond dead sticking. But Teddy, we got a draw. I think we were like the second boat out. So it was like we got to go to the meat hole and right. just gut it out. But there was another spot we wanted to fish and our good buddy, departed Ted Capper, was sitting on a spot, and but he was in sight of us, right? So yeah, I told Scallet, I said, we got to do the net routine, just like you just said.
You gotta do
it. And it's like, because Teddy, you know, he was always trying to keep an eye on what everybody else was doing out there.
Oh yeah, he had right? eyes in the back of his head.
Exactly, swiveling yeah. around, and it was always great. So it's like, all right. I'm going to grab the net. Dave, you start making like you can load up. And you were at a distance where you couldn't see detail, but you could see good enough.
Right.
And he'd started to load up and play like he's reeling them in. And I'd go in and net, and I'd drop down to my knees in the middle of the boat, hold it up, and sneak to like I'm sliding in the live well and doing the whole deal.
Right.
It didn't take long. Probably about four flips of the net going up, and Teddy was off. And left
he's
the spot.
Not, he's going to leave the spot now and go to another spot.
Exactly.
So you can go to it.
Exactly. And it worked. It was fun. But, you know, what do you do?
It's like decoy. You know, hey, that's part of the game.
That was the same tournament where all the guys out of Frankie's had, there were a bunch of guys that had their tires stolen off their brand new Ranger trailers.
That ain't good.
No. That wasn't so.
Yeah, that's not a prank. That's a crime.
That one was a big crime. You get back there, and here's all these trailers sitting on a parking lot. You know, so.
We got stories. I mean, you know, like the seagull marker buoy.
That's a and the driftwood. You got to give that one to Teddy.
Yeah, I mean, it, how about the time I put? Well, you and I did. I did this before. We put balloons out the day before, folks.
No, it's
at 30 miles an hour. Wait, just I'm going to tell a story because I did it. Fisher and I were fishing up on what was the name of that lake again?
La Hamadou Chain. Miltona.
Miltona, and folks, there's giant flats like are 10, 12 feet deep with patches of cabbage weeds.
Bare around it, yep.
They're not easy to find. They're up away from the break, the deep water break, see? So the day before the tournament, we went at high speeds on plane. We'd go over one, we'd drop a buoy. Go over, it was a balloon, right, Mark?
Yep.
Yeah. And we were dropping balloons. And then the next day, we went back and we knew exactly where to go because we had these balloons that were floating there and we did very well in that tournament.
And the key was that the balloons weren't on top of the weed bed. They were off to the side. So they were consistently either to the north or the south side of the weed bed. So we've got guys that are running up to the balloons and fishing the balloons like there's a spot. And no, there's nothing under the balloons.
And there are, and when you get these, like, you know, areas like that, they're difficult to fish because there's no, there's no, in other words, a weed line that's not next to a drop off. Well, all of a sudden you're up in it, you know.
Yep.
They're hard, it's hard to follow. So if you know exactly where it is, it's a no-brainer.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
A lot of fun.
Did it once on Lake Mille Lacs, but here's what happened. The next day we went back, and there was a big storm that night, and Ron Scher and I had the balloon. I had a helium balloon, and I floated it. I dropped, me and Ron were out the day before, and we found this little hump that had a lot of fish on it that nobody fished. And we put a helium balloon on a sinker, on a wet lead weight, and had it up so it was like 3 feet the evening before the tournament. Well, the problem is it got windy that next day.
Oh, yeah.
And the balloon was gone, and we never, even we had, it was before GPS. It was when we had Loran Seas. Anyway, we never found that spot again. But it was a good idea.
Yep. Working at it, buddy. With that, we're going to run for a short pause. Bear Facts and Fish Tales. Mark and Larry on a beautiful Sunday night, inviting your phone calls at 763-450-0100. That's 763-450-0100. We'll take a short pause and be right back.
You're tuned in to Bear Facts and Fish Tales with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bob Outdoors. If you missed any of the show, click on mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab to listen to all the archived shows.
Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your Hinneker snowplow dealer. Looking to get rid of that unwanted snow this year? Hinneker is the way to go. With their quick attach and flare top trip edge system, makes removing snow easy. Made in Minnesota, Hinneker plows are perfect for residential or commercial use. Have a bobcat? No problem. Hinneker makes a plow for that too. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove also services all makes and models of plows and salt spreaders. Visit them online at crystalwelding.com.
My friend Frankie, well, I just got done talking to him a couple of days ago, had a great boat show. You know, number one ranger dealer in the world. He's one of my best friends. I love the guy. He's almost always there, and he gives the best prices. Otherwise, why the heck do you think he'd be number one? Now, he sells ranger boats made out of aluminum, made out of fiberglass, bass boats, walleye boats, even pontoon boats. Maybe all you need is an outboard motor. It doesn't matter. He gets a kick out of selling. I mean, why not? He loves it. They've got a new showroom up there. Everything's on display. They have an 8-stall service center. The boys in back, Joe and Bud, those are both his sons, have been rigging these expensive boats because they don't give them away for many years. If you're going to buy a boat like that, it needs to be rigged professionally. You need to know if you do have mechanical problems, they can fix it. And believe me, they can. I can personally guarantee you that. You can call them at 651-257-6334 or go online, frankies.net. Whatever you do, if you're in the market for a new or used boat, because when they sell a lot of new, they have a lot of used, you're making a big mistake if you don't give Frankie's in Chisago, Minnesota, a shot.
The great outdoors await you at the 32nd Annual St. Cloud Sportsman Show, February 7th through the 9th at the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center. The Sportsman Show is really five big shows in one. It's a boat show with the latest in fishing boats, pontoons, runabouts, as well as docks and lifts. It's an RV show with an expanded display of campers, trailers, and fifth wheels. The Sportsman Show is also a travel show with over 100 resorts, campgrounds, and hunting lodges. Guarantee your dates now by planning your vacation right at the show. And it's a hunting and fishing show with a great selection of rods and reels, tackle, and the latest in outdoors electronics. Free fishing seminars, including fishing tournament champion Ted Takasaki. Also, the live trout fishing and Steve Porter's live whitetail deer display, including Heart Attack, a live 32-point monster buck. Get dollar-off discount coupons and show information at stcloudsportsshow.com. So bring the whole family to the Sportsman Show, February 7th through the 9th at the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center.
Here's an important ice fishing announcement from icefishmn.com. With all the bad weather, you can still go ice fishing in premium sleeper ice houses on good ice in the Brainerd Lakes area. Icefishmn.com has 2017 or newer ice houses available for rental right now. In addition, icefishmn.com is available to provide transportation to your premium ice house too. Reserve now at icefishmn.com. You can still ice fish in Minnesota with icefishmn.com.
Now, more Bear Facts and Fish Tales with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All right, Sonny and Cher.
Welcome back, folks. Bear Facts and Fish Tales. Mark and Larry here for your listening enjoyment this evening, Super Bowl Sunday.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. And all of the above.
And a palindrome of numbers.
Oh, there you go.
A what of numbers?
A palindrome. Same forward as it is backwards. The date. So it's 02-02-2020. Yeah.
And it's actually educated me.
How about that?
Well, here's another little tidbit. Apparently, it's the first time that that's been the case for 900 years.
Look out for lightning.
Holy buckets. Is that all you got to do is to go online?
Well, YouTube.
YouTube. Larry, he's following in your footsteps. Come on.
Yeah. How do you... Hey, do me a favor. Google who's the president of the United States. Google it.
Okay.
Because a friend of mine says it doesn't say Trump. And I said he's got to be full of BS.
We're waiting. He's got happy fingers dancing along the keyboard. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
don't
live
hear
radio.
From him.
What do you got, Brandon?
Donald Trump.
No,
so
right.
There was because
I told him this morning he was full of BS. Yeah.
Well, that's the guy.
But I think stuff like that has happened. I think there was a moment where like Alexa was a thing when people would ask like Alexa who's the president and it would give a different answer. But when things like that happen, usually somebody's on it pretty quickly and they get it back to normal. But it's not unheard of that would happen. That you'd go to Google and it would tell you something different.
Wild.
Just checking, folks.
That's good.
That's all we're doing.
Well, Mahomes just got stopped.
I'm watching. I don't want to hear about it.
It's dramatic.
I want to be right once again, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa. You know? Hey, I got a question for you, Lair. I was thinking today as I was doing some putzing and working around the house thinking about how many boats over the years have you had? And do you obviously, I know without a doubt, you recall your very first boat that you owned. What was the first?
32.
What was your first vessel?
A 12-foot Lund with a 6-horse Esca.
6-horse Esca.
Air-cooled.
Yep.
It's an air-cooled 6-horse Esca.
There you go.
I'm sure they're not in business anymore.
It sounds more like an ice auger.
I was 22 years old. I just got out of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
It was my first ever boat.
Way to go, Lawrence.
Yep. I was married at the time to my lovely wife, Jeannie.
Attaboy.
She was mad at me for spending $500 or $600.
She got over it eventually, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of money.
That's a lot of money then.
Yeah.
Right? I like that you had the number right on the top of your head, though. 32. How many boats have you had, Mark?
I've had
just as many.
I've had two Alumacrafts. My first boat was an Alumacraft. And then I had two Champions. And then I had, I think, 20 Rangers.
It's a good run.
Then now... The 5 years of Skeeter.
You're real close.
Yeah.
About 29.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right in there somewhere.
But the last 8 years.
You haven't rotated.
No, I'm not. I'm done.
You're too
much work. Yeah. And the good thing is, folks, is the boats now, the fiberglass, especially the fiberglass boats, as long as you wash them once in a while, you don't even have to wax them anymore. The fiberglass is, and if you don't keep them in the sun forever, you know, leave them in your, cover them, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They last forever.
Yeah, the gel coat is by far more superior than early gel coats of yesteryear.
No question.
You know, you don't have to go through the laborious tasks of deep waxing with the old turtle wax, paste wax, and get it going. In fact, you're better off not getting a buildup on your boat at all. I'm still saying there's some other polishes out there, some spray-ons that I've used. You know, Lucas Oil makes a real good one. Mirror McGuire's makes a great detailing polish, but just basically I just use vinegar and water. Spray it down a couple times a year. I'll wash it or power wash it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if I'm coming out of a real bad lake, but power wash it and then put a light glaze over the whole thing. It takes you maybe 20 minutes to go around the whole boat and do the spray glaze on the fenders, the hull, and you're good.
Yeah. You know. Now, folks, let me give you a really good tip. Who do I go to when I need to know about cleaning things? I go to Mark. So everybody has a friend who takes more care of their equipment than you do. In other words, is a little more fussy.
Yeah.
Find your buddy.
Yep.
And make it easier on yourself to take care of your boat.
Well, I give the vinegar and water. I pass that one on to Scallet. He's the one who came up with that deal. Because when you think about it, a gel coat hull is like glass. And what's the best thing to do windows with? Vinegar and water and the newspaper.
And you can buy a spray-on spray.
Yep.
You know, which is fine. And do your gunnel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the gunnel is what receives the most abuse.
You know, and I get to the point, in all sincerity, about every other time I go out, I do from the rub rail to the cap in the interior. I don't worry about the sides. Every other time, I'll do the full boat, you know, engine and all. But I wipe it down. You know, it just it doesn't take long to take a towel to it when you come out of the water. So
if you come out of a rainstorm, you know, and I got towels hanging on my ladder.
Oh, yeah.
I have a step ladder in my garage to get up in my boat.
Yep.
And wipe it down, for God's sake.
All right, you heard Larry. He's ironing his underwear tonight. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Mark and Larry, a short pause. We'll be right back.
A night full of the important stuff. Bob Outdoors keeps trolling along with more Bear Facts and Fishtails next. It's time for the Bob FM Chillin' and Grillin' Giveaway. Listen Monday morning at 8:20 for your opportunity to win a brand new Traeger wood pellet grill. The great outdoors await you at the 32nd Annual St. Cloud Sportsman Show, February 7th through the 9th at the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center. The Sportsman Show is really five big shows in one. It's a boat show with the latest in fishing boats, pontoons, runabouts, as well as docks and lifts. It's an RV show with an expanded display of campers, trailers, and fifth wheels. The Sportsman Show is also a travel show with over 100 resorts, campgrounds, and hunting lodges. Guarantee your dates now by planning your vacation right at the show. And it's a hunting and fishing show with a great selection of rods and reels, tackle, and the latest in outdoors electronics. Free fishing seminars, including fishing tournament champion Ted Takasaki. Also, the live trout fishing and Steve Porter's live whitetail deer display, including Heart Attack, a live 32-point monster buck. Get $1 off discount coupons and show information at stcloudsportsshow.com. So bring the whole family to the Sportsman Show, February 7th through the 9th at the St. Cloud River's Edge Convention Center.
Here's an important ice fishing announcement from icefishmn.com. With all the bad weather, you can still go ice fishing in premium sleeper ice houses on good ice in the Brainerd Lakes area. Icefishmn.com has 2017 or newer ice houses available for rental right now. In addition, icefishmn.com is available to provide transportation to your premium ice house too. Reserve now at icefishmn.com. You can still ice fish in Minnesota with icefishmn.com.
The start of a brand new year year is a great time to make changes and improvements. So if you've got cracked teeth, missing teeth, or loose, old, wobbly dentures, then ImplantMiracle.com invites you to get a brand new smile and save a lot of money. With beautiful, top-quality, long-lasting dental implants, as low as $2,499 per tooth. Other places charge $4,000, $5,000, even $6,000 per tooth. But at ImplantMiracle.com, our price is as low as $24.99 per tooth. That's a great deal. Plus, we offer free consultations, free standard x-rays, and easy payment options to fit your budget. So as we begin a brand new year, do something nice for yourself by not overpaying for dental implants. Instead, come to ImplantMiracle.com, the local dental office where implants are very affordable. For more information, see our website, ImplantMiracle.com. That's ImplantMiracle.com.
Let's get back to the important stuff, Bear Facts and Fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
All right, we're back. Hey, Larry, change the theme song for the opening bumper music. Handsome Devil, is it you?
It's me.
You're looking good tonight, Grizz.
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, the boy.
Yeah, fell asleep there. I almost missed you.
No.
Yeah.
You must have got a lot of fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boy.
Yeah, I've been hitting it. Got a place to go fishing now. Frankie plowed a road out on Chisago so he can drive down. Go fish bluegill, so that's what I've been doing.
Nice.
They got otter biting pretty good, you know. It's a lot of activity this weekend. No, I started on Friday. There, people are out like crazy.
Oh, the nice weather brought them out.
Yep. I talked to Terry here the other day up at Terry's Boat Harbor, and Terry got his roads out finally. And
really?
Yeah, they got everything out. They got roads out to. Out to the rock pile flat, and then from there to the banana, from the banana back to Curly's, then Buster's, then Sherman's.
Wow.
So I don't know. He says he might punch out the 5 mile or Suguchi flat this week. So
how was his wheelhouse business?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the people are coming up. They got one crack there that they got a great big wide bridge built that they built especially for wheelhouses so they can get out.
Okay.
I guess on the south side of Sherman's, there's a crack that runs east to west. They can't get over it down there, but get out to the 20 footer and the cut over there, and then I guess beyond, you know, on the south end of Sherman's, you know, you might have a little problem there on your own end. But I'll tell you this, on Sherman's and Buster's or Curly's, you got enough water there to fish. It'd take you 2 years to fish all that stuff.
Yep.
You know, you got a lot of room. But, yeah, fishing's been pretty good, you know. And bluegills and crappies been biting good and pick up a northern here and there, Norton.
You got a Norton.
Yeah. And, you got to get out in this weather, you know. It's got, on those lakes, you got 16 to 18 inches of ice. And,
Hey, Grizz?
Yeah.
I can always tell when you've been eating sunfish because you just seem so much healthier.
Oh, yeah.
It's that glow.
Yeah.
He's got a glow about him.
Yeah.
Your brain works quicker.
Eat fish a couple times a week. So.
He's effervescent.
Because, you know, what is fish called? Brain food.
Yeah.
Well, they make a big deal about fish oil, right? It's like...
Oh, yeah.
No, it is. It's called brain food. I'm telling you, Larry knows this.
Hey, did you guys take cod liver oil as kids?
Hell no.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
we just ate a lot of crappies.
That's part of my problem. That's what I'm going to sum up life with. I'll catch up with Ma about it later someday.
Yeah, you know, back in the old days, you know, and before GPSs and that were out, you know, I used to carry a big Hilux bottle with me, the big, you know, pretty thick rope on it with a real big weight on it, and I had it like 40 feet on there. And, well, for instance, this on Mille Lacs, I'd go out, you know, and find a flat where we were getting fish, and I always threw it off about 150 yards away, you know, and
Yeah.
And I used to laugh because the people would go out and they'd fish by that marker, you know, and I'm 150 feet away where the fish were, you know, but I knew, you know.
You were close.
Yeah, I was close enough for me, so yep. It kept me going, you know. But the people draw to a marker, you know. They'd come across the lake and they'd see that big white jig and they'd slam the brakes on, you know, and pull their rigs out and start fishing around it. And there ain't nothing there, you know. It's 38 feet of water, 35
yep.
out there, you know. And, yeah, GPSs, now they got all this side finder stuff. And, I mean, it's getting, now you got, you know, that, I don't figure out what they call it. I've been watching it on TV, you know, that Panasonic or whatever you call it. You know, they watch a fish come up and, you know, eat your bait and everything. And they were driving across the lake. I seen this one. They're on Mille Lacs Lake, matter of fact. And they're using that. And they'd see a couple fish there, and they'd stop and they'd catch them, you know. Poor fish ain't got a chance, no.
Yep.
You know, it's, well.
It's something to be kind of worried about.
Yeah, I mean, when you can...
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, when you can drive across, you know, a lake like Mille Lacs and see a couple fish and then turn around and flip a slip bobber out on them, you know, it's, you know, that's something. I mean, that's unreal, you know. And,
yeah.
Well, we used to do it with our down imaging, you know, right, you know.
Yeah.
But with side scan and forward scan, now you got an advantage that's better than an underwater camera.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's, by far.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's fish are getting, well, every year they come up with something new, you know. You got it almost now where you fish, you don't even have to fish hardly. Just throw something over the side and let it eat it, you know, and, or find out.
At least they have to bite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to head out this week. I talked to Frankie's son, Bud. We're going to run up this week in the middle of the week here. I got to. Lake where we really get some, you know, honest 10-inch sunfish up there, and I try to get out there and go with the young guys. Now I got to let them do the work.
They do the bull work. Good for you. Well, Grizz, throw out your numbers, buddy. We're unfortunately out of time, pal.
All right. Area code 651-771-6231, or look me up on the internet, fishwithgrizz.com. Have a good week, you guys, and good fishing, Larry, if you get out this week.
Good night, buddy. Night.
Take care, Grizz.
Night, Grizz.
Good night, buddy.
Yep, see ya.
And off boom. In the distance.
No. Roy Rogers. There you go. This is Bob Radio wishing everyone great fishing. Mark, Brandon.
Good night,
have
buddy.
Have a good night.
See you next week.
Good night, everybody.
We meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
That should tide you over for a while. Bob Outdoors, wrapping up another great weekend. The guys will be back next Sunday at 6. If you missed any part of Bear Facts and Fish Tales or the Four Outdoorsmen, jump on mybobcountry.com and click on the weekend tab. You can listen back to the shows anytime you need a quick trip through Bob Outdoors. Sponsored by the State Bank of Faribault.